GM. Name in attendance, President Larson.
Here.
Vice President Ripka.
Here.
Governor Flamin.
Present.
The rest of the VPs are on leave of absence. Councilor Lynn. No. Councilor Anderson.
Yep.
Councilor Rates.
Here.
Councilor Mawale. Councilor Hussaini. Not here. Councilor Bielak's on a leave of absence. Councilor Cunard. Councilor Lee's on a leave of absence. Councilor Hussain.
As we've seen?
Yeah.
Councilor Staff's on a leave of absence. Councilor C.
Here.
Councilor Ansari is not here. Councilor Yao is not here. Councilor Bose. Sorry, Councilor Rosalind first. Councilor Bose. Councilor Abel is in the live stream. Councilor Hanasek is in the live stream. Councilor Chung is in the live stream. Councilor Ahmad. Is it no? Councilor Sunday?
Aye.
Councilor Nguyen.
So far so good.
Councilor Azuki. Proxy for Councilor Hadoosh. He told me he was stepping out. He let me know. I will count that. Councilor Kim. No. Councilor DePinto. Councilors Agarwal and Rizvi are on leaves of absence. Councilor Bruce. And Councilor Belcourt. It's not here. I am here. The manager is not. Let me double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yep, we're good. We'd like to respectfully acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located in Treaty 6 territory. We're here for the Cree, Dene, Soto, Métis, Blackfoot, and Tsotsitaan territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papa Chase Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers, members of the University of Alberta Students' Union. We honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work toward decolonization, indigenous knowledge, and traditions. Sunday, I would like to provide Council the opportunity to participate in this budget.
Hey, it's up to you. You don't have to if you don't want to. If you do, just come to the front.
Okay, thank you very much, Councilor Sunday. Anyway, speaker's business. Next meeting of Students' Council will take place on Tuesday, March 12th, 6 p.m. back here in Council Chambers. There are no items for related issues to be special ordered on. There are some information items if you'd like to take a look at those. We have several councilors away. The reason we have such low numbers today is because we have several councilors away on leaves of absence for the elections. As well, happy birthday goes to Councilor Sunday. And attached to the links on the main agenda here as an information item is the ruling from the most recent die board. The most recent die board ruling in regards to the additional meeting that was held and the question in that meeting and some questions about my authority and those things like that. I'd like to take a look at that. On that note, due to some of the rulings that die board has made, I still, of course, will work at the will of council. You guys are my boss. But they have asked, and they have been ruling to be a little more aligned with the rules, so I'm going to be trying to be a little more on top of keeping order and a little less side conversation. If you guys could help me with that, that would be great. Just to try and streamline our presentations and be more conforming with that of Robert's rules in general. Okay, if there's no question about any of that, we will move right into, we have no presentations, so we'll move into our executive reports. So which, do either of you have a report? President Larson, go ahead.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to very quickly and attempt to succinctly go over where the budget process is for this for the university. So everybody is aware, Academic Planning Committee approved recommendations for the budget to BFPC, so the Budget, Finance, and Property Committee. The Budget, Finance, and Property Committee met today. The general, all of the things that were reported in my report as going forward to APC also passed Budget, Finance, and Property Committee. A couple of key things that are not in my report that happened are, one, there were some new mandatory instructional support fees that were passed by the university at the Board, Finance, and Property Committee. These have to do with covering costs for a number of field trips for students in different categories. However, there was also a new fee for applying to study at Augustana, which will be around $250. It's unfortunate. Cortona. Just giving people a completely different thing. Yeah, no, Cortona, Italy. So if you want to study at Cortona, Italy, to apply, we'll now have a cost associated with it. My apologies for that mistake. It was the closest I've ever seen our motion fail because of some comments. It actually passed with the chair's vote, which was interesting. Further, there is a new system and structure for how tuition and fees will be passed at the University of Alberta. A lot of those responsibilities have been delegated to the Board, Finance, and Property Committee. Basically, anything that is within or below CPI matches the government's mandated responsibilities for universities and or matches our internal agreements with the University of Alberta will be passed at the Board, Finance, and Property Committee from now on. They will not go all the way to the board. The reasoning for that is that debating already legislated tuition is a little bit redundant and the board would rather spend their time debating other things. International student tuition will still always go to the Board of Governors because it is outside of any agreements that we have with the university or anywhere else. Please ask me a question about, to iterate on this a bit more, as I did do a fun thing as well.
Thank you, President Larson. Vice President Remke.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So in addition to my written report, actually, one thing to note in my written report, I talk about the Student Boulevard consultation, which is 89th Avenue. The university has plans to enhance that, and the plans do look really neat, and so they'll be doing a student engagement March 12th and 13th. Still to be confirmed exactly where. I believe that the 12th is going to be in sub, and they're kind of choosing whether or not they want to do the other one in hub or somewhere else. But come by, take a look at the plans, and share your thoughts, because I know that they would really value it. In addition to that, working on finding a student at large for the Executive Compensation Review Committee so that we can start meeting. Also, in regards to the budget's going to become this council in a couple of weeks. Not sure exactly when yet, but We're just tying up some loose ends. It is projected to be a deficit budget as per last year. They've been doing the three-year analysis, except for we're a little too far deficit right now, so we're trying to cut some department spending to tighten everything up a little bit. And then the last thing I've been involved with is union negotiations because they're up this year, so that's been an interesting learning curve. Anyways, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rimka. Would anyone have a report on behalf of any of the other VPs that are not with us tonight? No? Okay, thank you very much, both of you. Now we'll move into board and committee reports, beginning with Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee. Councillor Sandy, you have the floor.
So the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee will be meeting tomorrow at 1 p.m., which is our usual time to meet weekly. As you can see on the late editions, there are a number of information items. I have been, myself, along with Councillor Cutarm, have been conducting reviews of the acknowledgement of traditional territory. I've been consulting with different people and groups across campus. So please feel free to review those as well as any of the proposed changes. And if you have any comments on them, you can send them me an email or ask me about proposed changes in question period. Other than that, the recommendations are going well and they should be out shortly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sennett. Is there any member of the Audit Committee to deliver a report on behalf of Councillor Statt? Councillor Sennett.
So I have graciously accepted Councillor Statt's request of being interim chair of Audit Committee in his absence. We continue to do audits of the faculty associations, and those are ongoing. We should have something either to council or to the next audit committee shortly. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Councillor Sinek. Is anybody here to deliver a report for Bylaw Committee on behalf of Councillor Kim? Anyone here who's a member of Bylaw Committee at all? Professor Rupka.
I don't have anything formal from her, but last meeting we discussed a bunch of things I'm trying to find. The translation committee finalizing the details of second principles on that. What else did we do here? Translation committee, changes to student council standing order amendment process, and also looking at that student governance oversight first principles. So it was a pretty successful meeting, and we'll be continuing that work, trying to get it to get some of these things to council. I believe our next meeting will be next Wednesday on March 6th. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Rupka. We'll now go to Governor Flavin for Council Administration Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, shout out to SustainSU for providing us with our reusable dishes again. And thanks to everybody here who's using them for being sustainable. Speaking to that, a little bit of miscommunication, I think, based on our presentation that we received a while back. After I returned our dishes at the last meeting, I got an email asking why they weren't rinsed. So I'm going to try and get that ironed out. I was under the impression that we didn't have to anymore, but apparently we do, so we'll be talking back and forth with them. Otherwise, CAC met today. We're finalizing, or getting into finalizing, our standing reviews, standing order reviews. Sorry, I can't talk today. And President Larson came in, provided some suggestions, and we're in the home stretch. We're going to try and finalize these, kind of take the last little bit of feedback. If anybody has any last suggestions, I'll send the link out again today. Then at our next meeting of CAC, we'll go through and either approve, amend, or reject the proposed suggestions. And then meeting after that, we will not pass the changes at CAC. However, we will pass a recommendation to council that council approve those. Because as we've seen, even though everybody is a member of CAC, not everybody comes. And our attendance today was, we just barely met quorum. And it doesn't seem right for such sweeping changes to be approved by just three people. So that's where we're at. If you have any other questions, feel free to let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor Clement. We'll now go to President Larson for the Executive Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Seeing as we Yeah, we haven't had more. We haven't had a meeting actually. Yeah, because we were sorry, nothing to report because we haven't had a meeting. And thank you, President Larson.
Yeah.
Vice President Roker for Finance.
Finance Committee will meet tomorrow to discuss or to finalize the bylaw changes in regards to bylaw 6000, which is the DFU bylaw, that we are recommending to bylaw committee, just tightening up the process so that it's easier for our DFU recipients to understand when they need to go about their reporting every year. And then there will also be a little presentation from leadership and recognition because they would like to make some changes to the standing orders that pertain to them. So, yeah, thanks.
U.S. President Ripka, does NOMCOM have a chair? Is there anybody from NOMCOM who can deliver a report? Councilor Cutter.
NOMCOM does not have a chair and NOMCOM has not met. So, yeah.
Can I make a motion from the floor later to just get you to call a meeting? Because Senate appointments are coming up, so we need to get that going.
That is a very good point. I will talk to Amy. Thank you, Councilor Carr. Councilor Rates for Policy.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So our last meeting occurred on February 12th, and at this meeting we covered the second reading of the Engagement and Student Employment Policy and the first reading for the Campus Saint-Jean Policy, which we'll see later on in this meeting. The Equity, Diversity, and Inclusivity Policy was also reviewed, and although there was a motion to bring it forward, we held back for just a moment to review it more fully. Also at the last Policy Committee meeting, we reviewed three policies that had been flagged that we missed. And we were able to determine that only the assessment and grading policy had been missed in our review. So committee members are encouraged to review that lightly while the elections are occurring, and then when we have our full team again, we'll complete the fulsome review. The food policy will be coming forward after our next policy committee meeting. Councilor Lay is just adding finishing touches after the election is complete, and the latter part of our year will just be focused on equity, diversity, inclusivity, and reconciliation policies. Our next meeting will be on March 12th, then on March 9th, and then bi-weekly after that point until we don't have meetings anymore. I look forward to any questions that people have.
Thank you very much, Councilor Rates. We'll go back to Governor Flanagan with the Board of Governors.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday afternoon, I was in attendance at the General Faculties Council meeting. Three action items were presented, all three passed. Bill 27, the Conflicts of Interest Amendment Act, proposed revisions to Standing Committee Terms of Reference for the GFC Exec Committee, and the proposed Terms of Reference for the Council on Student Affairs, which is quite exciting. Some discussion items, workplace impairment policy, the report from the Campus and Facility Safety and Security Working Group, the same presentation, more or less, that we got here in Council a month or two ago, and then a presentation on the budget, which President Larson had the experience with today. Our next meeting of the Board Safety and Health Environment Committee is tomorrow morning. There's going to be a dashboard review for the strategic items, tactical initiatives, and program maintenance, along with integrating the Alberta Occupational Health and Safety Act changes into our EHS management system. And then on Friday morning, the Board Reputation Public Affairs Committee will meet. Pretty wide agenda there, portfolio highlights from University Relations, Senate update from the Chancellor, and then an update from the Board Ad Hoc Committee on Committee Mandates, where we will be reviewing the terms of reference for that. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Thank you, Governor Flanagan. Any other members of boards and committees that wish to make a report? Councilor Sunday, go ahead.
I don't report. I was trying to get if I have a request for information, can I say that as long as no one's speaking?
Yeah, let's just see if there's any other reports after that, then I'll let you know about all your requests. So any other reports from members of council or any other boards or committees? All right, seeing none, Councilor Sunday, what was your request?
For nominating committee, the previous chair, now that they are gone, has that seat been filled?
Like, I know that there's no new chair, but there's also like a member who's gone. Has that position been filled?
Yes, I believe it has.
Okay.
Right. Is that everything?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much, Councilor Sundage, for clarifying that. All right, that will conclude board and committee reports. We'll move into open forum. Any questions from guests of council? Because we only have one person who signed in. But Mark, if you have a question, I'll sign you in. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Mr. Speaker. My question is for Councilor Sunday, the chair of ARC. Why aren't sending orders for ARC on the website?
Councilor Sunday.
Thank you for your question. I can say this is my first time receiving a question from a guest this year, so it's always fun. I do not have an answer for you currently as to why the standing orders are not on. I will thank you, however, for bringing that to my attention, and I will contact the governance and rectify that immediately. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions from guests? Okay. Seeing none, we'll conclude open forum there. No one to question, period. Any members of council have questions for members of council? Councilor Sunday.
Thank you. My question is to the chair of the Council Administration Committee. Although this session of council is nearly at an end, does the chair plan on calling a meeting of the chairs before our term is over?
Governor Flynn.
Thank you for the question. Yes, I do. I was hoping to have that done back in January. That fell apart quicker than a soup sandwich, and I would like to get another meeting. Thank you for the reminder.
Thank you, Governor Flanagan. Any other questions from members of council? Councilor Cunard.
This is due President Larson. What was the fun thing that you had to do?
President Larson.
I don't know, it's fun for people in my position. I don't know if it'll be fun for everybody. So today, along with a number of the tuition policies that are going to be at PC, there was a motion to move mandatory non-instructional fees to the same system. I successfully passed an amendment to the policy, which read, the policy originally read that Board, Finance, and Property Committee would always approve increases to mandatory non-instructional fees, blanket, so they would have the delegated authority to do so. I've successfully passed an amendment to read that the Board, Property and Finance Committee will only approve increases that are within the agreed upon inflationary indexes between ourselves, the GSA, and the university. So now any increases approved at the Board should go through a legislative process. Beforehand, it was an administrative agreement, simply a signature. However, there was no formal process. So I'm quite thrilled with that small piece of progress, which basically means that mandatory non-instructional fees in the governance system of the University of Alberta are now ratified under the 2015 agreement that we had using the same parameters. So it's just a bit of governance nerding, but it was cool, and I was I've never passed I've never seen a successful amendment at BFPC before, and it was very fun and interesting opportunity to work with the governance office live there, much like how we sometimes edit our stuff live as well.
Thank you, President Larson. Any other questions from members of council? Going once. Going twice. Cool. Councilor Cutter.
This is Councilor Sunday. Could we sing happy birthday to you?
Yes!
No.
Just
Councilor Sunday, I'm not even gonna give you a chance to respond to that.
Yeah.
We should sing anyways.
Yes!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right, and you have happy birthdays from those in the live stream as well.
Yay!
Any other questions from members of council?
Oh, sorry, I have one.
Councillor Say, go ahead.
Yes, I have two questions. It's going to be five in one. So, both of you are here, not running, and the team is almost over, literally.
So, you
after a month or two, or after 2 weeks or so, it's going to be handing over. What do you feel is your greatest accomplishment in so far? And do you think actually what do you think you have actually accomplished what you promised?
Thank you. So that goes to Emma and Fred.
President Larson, is that for you?
Yep.
Thank you for the question. The number one accomplishment of my, not only my term, but I would say my time at the University of Alberta is Bill 19. The effects of provincial legislation and capping of tuition increases will save students approximately $2,000. It is an unbelievable effort over well over a decade of student leaders, and I was incredibly proud to lead that effort for a year and then to finish out that effort as president. It's also the first time since the 1970s that there is absolutely any regulation for international students' tuition coming forward. It's a first step in hopefully finding a more equitable future for the University of Alberta and for students in Alberta, but it's massive, and I don't think that the effects of such will be well known until after this election. As far as if I how do I feel about my accomplishments and my term as president, or have I accomplished all the things I set out to do? No, I have not accomplished all the things I have set out to do. There are other items that are outstanding, in particular the one that does as near and dear to my heart, is tenants' rights for students and residents. I took an approach with, I can say definitively that my time in students' governance is the reason why people talk about tenants' rights at all. However, in 3 years, we haven't been able to get much more movement other than the general acknowledgement that it is a big problem. However, I am happy to see that it continues to be an election priority and that people continue to talk about it and will continue to talk about it when it's gone. There's all sorts of other little things that don't go, that don't get noticed and are large commitments from myself and the executive. But yeah, those would be the two things. Thanks for the question.
Thank you, President Larson. Councillor Say, did you want several people to answer that question?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it Vice President Rivera. I'm not going to give everyone a whole chance, but I'll give the other VP. Give our only VP here a chance. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you for the question. I am incredibly proud that I have accomplished pretty much every little checkpoint in my platform. So I did run on a fairly tangible platform of kind of business changes and things like that, such as the introduction of the vegan and vegetarian items, introduction of switchboard, and increased communications or enhanced communications and marketing with students so that they know the value of the fees that they're paying. So all of those kinds of things are either done or in progress. The website is currently being enhanced. So I won't see it through my term, but hopefully it'll come next term. And then also, the SU catalog is contingent on marketing capacity, and I think that it'll be good and ready to go by the end of the term, but that's the kind of thing that I'm working on right now. From an advocacy standpoint, although I didn't run on anything to deal with deferred maintenance, that was just something that was kind of put in my lap, put on my plate this term, and it was definitely a challenge, obviously, as we can all kind of think. And ultimately was not successful in the way that I had hoped. I think that it's a good thing that people are talking about it now because the problem is not going to go away. And so at least people kind of know more about deferred maintenance and are aware of the fact that they're going to have to deal with this problem in the future. So I look forward to seeing what my successor can do with it. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Rebecca. Councillor Molly.
My question is for Councillor Sunday. Can you kindly did you forget anything in your chair's report by chance?
Councillor Sunday.
I did, thank you.
But first, I just wanted to say, although not specifically mentioned by Vice President Repka, I can say that through her term in office, I was very happy to see and was very grateful for the inclusion of Honey at the Student Union. but other than that, the African Relations and Reconciliation Committee has created a recommendation letter for CAUSE as a result of its presentation that it did. The letter was forwarded to CAUSE by President Larson and Vice President Brown, and just a snippet of the letter, which kind of summarizes the letter, I will just say out loud. By tasking a non-Indigenous researcher to craft a policy about Indigenous peoples, CAUSE continues to be complicit in colonial narratives which seeks to subvert the agency of Indigenous peoples in favor of our colonial masters. Such an unequal power dynamic, which privileges the Western methodologies of settlers and orients Indigenous people as subjects to be researched, cannot be maintained if CAUSE truly wishes for this policy to reflect the realities of Indigenous students. And I would just like to thank again President Larson and Vice President Brown for forwarding the letter on behalf of ARC. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sunday. Any further questions from members of council? Going once. Going twice. All right, we'll conclude question period there. We'll move into board and committee business. We have no general business for today, so this will be the last few things that we'll be out of here. Should we get connection? Should that be out of here before we get a break? And wow. Those of you who want to, can go to the forum. Beginning with item 7A, rates moves on behalf of the policy committee to approve the second reading of the engagement policy. Is there a second for this motion? Governor Flanagan, thank you very much. Councilor Rates, would you like to introduce this?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, so we're looking at the second reading of the engagement policy. This received very light discussion within our last policy committee meeting when we moved to have this go forward to second reading for this meeting. Prior to that, there was only a little bit of discussion regarding the engagement policy and kind of its purpose and some of the wording and citations we used. And so we reflected that in the edits and have brought this forward to council today.
Thank you, Councilor Rates. Now I'll open for debate on this item. Going once. Going twice. All right, there appears to be no debate on the item. We have Councilor Hussain. Go ahead.
No, I just explained it.
You can take a look, if you're unsure what you're talking about, you can take a look at the item. It's attached to the information item.
Yeah.
It's been, the first principles were already debated. Any further debate? Going once. Going twice. All right. Voting is over. Those of you in the live stream, you can just send me a message with a plus or a minus or yes or no, or in some way saying positive or negative. All right, voting will close in 3, 2, 1. We have 12 in favor and 1 abstention. Motion passes. Would the abstention like to be noted? All right. That concludes that. We'll move into our second item here.
Point of information.
Yes.
At a meeting of the audit committee, the question of abstaining from voting
was brought up. However, the description that was given by the manager of Discover Governance was different than that was provided by yourself as a speaker. According to the manager of Discover Governance, you can abstain if you do not want to vote or you have not enough information to vote. So I was just wondering if you could clarify exactly what an abstention is in light of that. Thank you.
Excellent point. Thank you very much, Councilor Sunday. I think it's very valuable to bring up. I would disagree with the manager of Discover Governance in this, in that an abstention is when you abstain if you feel that in your morals you should not vote in either direction of this item, meaning that this item would positively or negatively benefit you personally in some way, whether that be a personal relationship, whether that be financially, whether that be for a position, those kinds of things. Whereas, if you do not feel as though you are informed enough on the item, or that you don't understand what the item is, you have the option of not voting. The difference between those two items is that a non-vote does not count towards the total. So for example, if 10 people vote, that means we need 5 to pass it. Not, what's that? Yes, sorry, yeah, we need 6, you're greater than 50%. If there are 10 people vote, you need 6 people for it to pass. However, that does not mean that in a council of 30 people, you need 16 always for something to pass. You need greater than 50% of those who voted. And an abstention is one less positive and one less negative, but still counts as a vote. I know it's a little confusing, but abstain if you could personally benefit from the item. Do not vote if you feel as though the item is, you do not understand or do not wish to vote on the item. All right, and with that, we will move into our second item, which is ready to move on behalf of the Policy Committee to approve the second reading of the Student Employment Policy. Councillor O.M. second for it. Governor Flaminger. Councillor Aitz, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So similarly to the engagement policy, this received pretty light feedback from council within first reading. There have been small amendments, I think, with the addition of some facts, or a fact. And so, again, very light discussion that occurred within our last policy committee meeting. We were very comfortable bringing this forward based on the months of research and some engagement that went into this. And yes, that's about all I have to share about that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Rates. I'll open the floor to debate on the item. President Larson.
I just want to quickly speak in support of the policy. I'm very excited. In particular, one thing that continues to be and is near and dear to my heart is working hours for international students and adoption of this policy at the federal level. I'm very happy that this year our federal organization, the Canadian Alliance of Student Associations, did adopt policy positions and advocacy priorities for the year, including those for increasing international student working hours and reducing red tape. So continued support for this policy is amazing.
Thank you, President Larson. Any further debate on the item? Going once. Going twice. All right. Guess I will close debate there. Voting is now open. Once again, those in the live stream, send me a message, preferably a personal message. For plus or minus. Do that, you can right click my name and hit send message. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. With 13 in favor, 0 opposed, 0 abstentions, motion carries. All right, that brings us to our final item on the agenda for today. Rates moves on behalf of Policy Committee to approve a first reading of the Kempis St. John policy. Is there a second for this motion? All right, Governor. Councillor Anderson, you can have this
one. Oh, nice!
Councillor Rates, go ahead.
Yes, so I'm really excited to be bringing this forward. This has undergone several months of review, particularly under the sort of direction of VP Brown, since this is his kind of home territory, but supported by many other of the committee members. This one was thought to be almost completed, but then some encouragement from the committee, sent us in the direction of doing further engagement, which resulted in a town hall. So comments from that were recorded and integrated within the rewrite of this policy. So it's a very exciting rejuvenation of it, focusing much more widely instead of just on linguistic accessibility, but to many, many facets of student life and academics within Campus St. John. So look forward to any sort of questions or comments on this one, since it is a first reading and it is the first time we're seeing this. I'm expecting a little bit more, I guess.
As am I. Thank you, Councilor Reyes. We'll begin with President Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will be proposing an amendment to the policy, in particular on resolution number 2. The Students' Union shall conduct its annual survey in French and English. There are two reasons why I'm going to make the suggestion. We can debate this later. The first reason is that we already conduct our annual survey in French and English, so it is slightly redundant. Also, political policy cannot give operational directives. It can just like advocate for political kind of positions. So I'm going to introduce some wording to kind of expand it and also make it a little bit more compliant with our other policies. But I will do so after debate in case there are other amendments as well.
Thank you, President Larson. Governor Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So just a clarifying question, I guess. It's not necessarily a renewal of the linguistic accessibility, and it's not necessarily a brand new policy. It's just kind of a retooling of what we had and kind of combining and enhancing.
Yes, it's similar to what's going on with the equity, diversity, and inclusivity policy, which was, to my understanding, or I'm trying to jog my memory right now, but it was just the equity policy beforehand, but I could be, pardon?
Gender,
thank you. Yes, so really broadened the scope of that one, and we did a similar thing here with the name change occurring as well. Instead of being CSJ Linguistic Accessibility, it's Campus St. John policy now.
Thank you very much. Any further debate? Seeing no debate, President Larson, did you want to say something? Go ahead.
I would move to amend resolution 2 to read, the Students' Union shall strive to conduct its surveys in French and English.
Councilor Reitz, is that motion taken as friendly?
It's the friendliest motion.
Thank you, Councilor Reitz. It is now in. Minutes, did you get that? As worded, or do you need to say it again? Good? All right. Is there any further debate for this item? Going once. Going twice. Seeing none. Voting is now open. Same thing once again, those of you in the live stream. Voting will close in 3, 2, Councilor Hussein?
Yes.
Councillor C. Councillor C.
Here.
Councillor Ansari. Councillor Yao.
Yeah.
Councillor Rosalind. Councillor Bose. Councillor Adwan is in the live stream. Councillor Hanasek is in the live stream. Councillor Chung is also in the live stream. Councillor Ahmad. Councillor Sunday.
Aye.
Councillor Nguyen. Councillor Azuki is in the live stream. Proxy for Councillor Hadoosh. Councillor Kim. Councillor DePinto. Councillor Bruce. Councillor Belfort. Meeting adjourned at 6:49 p.m.
This was just the policy committee. I don't know where they're at.